Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It is Thursday, January 7th, 2016, the first podcast of the new year for me. And I was just writing an email to a friend and telling her the story about how I got started on the web in 1994. And as I was writing it, I just thought, hey, this would be a better podcast. This would be better to do verbally. So here's the deal. There was a newspaper strike in San Francisco in 1994, and I caught, I heard about it because I lived in the Bay Area. I lived in outside Palo Alto and in the peninsula. And so, of course, everybody knew that there was a newspaper strike because, we all subscribed to the newspaper. And so I actually knew somebody at the San Jose Mercury News, and I called him up. And they were one of the papers that was on strike. And I asked, are you guys thinking about doing a website? Because the web had just sort of booted up in the Bay Area. People were starting. There was already a couple of Palo Alto local newspaper had a website. And, there was already Mozilla. No, what was it? No, it was called Mosaic. I'm sorry. And whatever. So the web was sort of around. And I was looking for a project to do. And they said, yeah, but we could use some help. So I got involved with doing that, and one of the first people I called was a guy named Chris Gulker. Chris worked at the San Francisco Examiner, which at the time was, I don't know what's become of the Examiner. It was Will Hurst's newspaper, and it was, in my opinion, it was the Examiner and the Chronicle. I always thought the Examiner was the bigger newspaper, but it turns out later the Chronicle was. And Chris was the systems guy at the Examiner, meaning that they were doing desktop publishing layout through Quark Express. And I knew Chris because he used my Frontier software to drive the publishing operation and on Macintosh, on a network of Macintoshes. And Quark Express was scriptable, and he had this whole great system set up. And so I asked him, are you guys going to do a website? Because they're not printing anymore, because that's, they're on strike. and he said, yeah. And I said, well, you want to work together on the scripts? And he said, sure. And so we did. And a few days later, we had the management newspaper was online, and the Strikers newspaper was online, and we were using the same software. So I was using that as an example of how professionally, it doesn't matter. I didn't actually side with the Strikers. I didn't really. The issue was really ironic. It was had to do with distribution, and I don't remember the. It was what you would expect. It was the people that drove the trucks were on strike because they kind of could see the writing was on the wall that, all distribution was going to go electronic, and they wanted some guarantees. I seem to remember that's what the strike was about. And then the, reporters went out in sympathy with those guys because they were unionized. And, of course, I, as a tech guy, I wasn't really on their side. I thought, I think this stuff belongs on the and so they were actually leading edge in the electronic distribution of news, which is kind of ironic given what they were striking over. But the important point was that I felt, and I guess Chris felt too, that that the technology has its own its own pull. It has its own agenda, and it should just go forward, and it doesn't matter which politics you're being applied to. It's still worth doing. And the end result was quite fantastic, actually, because after that I did a more generalized web publishing package called AutoWeb. And AutoWeb was what you would call today a static site generator. You had text files in one folder, and it would just grind out those files and put them into another folder, all rendered through a template. And then it would have a hook. It had a hook into FTP, so it would upload it to a website. So it was it's an early version of static, and then that led to a project called Clay Basket, and then that became the website framework, and then that became Manila, and that became radio, and right around that time, then Blogosphere became, boom. So this was like the very first step, and I thought it was interesting, sort of the way that came together. So anyway, that's my podcast for today. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.